This is an ABC podcast.
This is Nijan Footy on ABC Radio Australia.
Hello to all our new listeners in Booker on 101.9 FM who have just joined us here on Radio Australia, and welcome everyone to Nijan Footy, the home of Pacifica footy news and stories in the rugby league and rugby union worlds. My name is Sam Wykes, and with me is not my usual Coey, because he's in Vegas, he's on a junket, he's on a working holiday apparently, but we've roped in his cousin Tupou Sopoanga Toops.
Oh,
your cousin's good, mate.
He's really good. Hey, buddy, I just got to go over to Vegas. Can you fill in for me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But kia ora, everyone. Good. Grateful to be here. Today, we've got NRL and Jularoo's previews for Vegas. How good. And then we've also got Toto Kiff. Ooh, big Kiffs on the Super Rugby action because it's culture round.
It is culture round. Yeah, King Kefu, he'll be on with us, and he'll give us a rundown from the week before and obviously get his picks for the weekend coming up in culture round. So plenty to get through. Let's get into it.
Hi, I'm Yasmin Clydesdale and you're listening to Nijan Footy.
All right, we'll start off with rugby league, and it's the talk of everywhere pretty much. It's Vegas. No one even realised there's another round next week. It's everything's focused on this week. Toops, you've got your ear close to the ground when it comes to rugby league. How's it all happening from your point of view?
Man, so obviously there's lots going on in Vegas at the moment, but before there's, three crucial news outside of Vegas. So some of the news that's going around at the moment, so Spencer Linio is suspended for the first two matches of the year. That's pretty big, coming from the Roosters. Obviously they've bought...
What did he do?
He did a bad tackle in the...
the trial games?
Yeah, so it's hard, right? In the trial games, trying to get ready. And then, unfortunately, he has been suspended for the first two matches. So good luck on his return. Kyle Oluwapu, released from the Bulldogs. Up-and-coming superstar that they paid $500,000 as a transfer fee originally. They've released him.
From the Broncos, is that right?
So he went from the Broncos to the Bulldogs. They paid $500K in transfer fees.
Holy.
And now they've let him go due to medical reasons. So he's released. He's on the open market. Most likely he's going to get picked up by the Dolphins.
That's interesting. So he's getting released for medical reasons because of his neck, but he could still find a home somewhere.
Yep, most likely. So that's going to be big news because most likely he's going to be a halfback of the future. So we'll definitely see where he lands in the next couple of weeks. And lastly, Justin Olam. Obviously, the big PNG centre, he's struggling with a knee injury. Unfortunately, there's a high chance that he might be having to medically retire. So, huge news for not just the NRL, the West Tigers, but for PNG in general.
Yeah, devastating news for Justin Olam. He came through the pathway systems from PNG, went over to the Melbourne Storm, stellar career there. And with the new PNG team coming in, later on,
he would have been the face.
He would have been the face. I still think he's probably going to be the face, but just in a different capacity. So we wish him all the best, and hopefully, he's involved as a coach, a mentor, something, because his knowledge will be perfect for the young PNG players coming through.
It will. So all the best to Justin Olam in the future. Hopefully, he can stay in the game and be a good advocate for the next Papua New Guinean team. Moving on, let's preview the three games in Vegas.
Vegas, here we go.
Everything's about Vegas at the moment, but I wanted to start with the Warriors taking on Canberra. First NRL game of the year, Sunday at 11 o'clock, so make sure you tune in. Great start to the season for both teams, right? You've got up-and-comers, you've got new faces, but I think Warriors are arguably the people's team, is what they're saying.
This might be their year. Sounds a bit biased, mate, being from New Zealand.
Well, as a Kiwi, they like to say that this is our year, but they've got some good signings, right? They've got some good signings. They've got, obviously, Fisher Harris. They've got Aaron Clark, and they've got a couple of guys coming back from injuries. But I think the main thing around the Warriors at the moment, they've got Marata Niokore, the Cook Islander.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's going to be fresh from injury this year. So we're expecting, here's me talking on behalf of the Warriors. Warriors are expecting for him to have a big year ahead. Obviously, with Canberra, you're going to get tough carries, tough games. You're going to be in the grind for the majority of the 80 minutes. You've got Joseph Taupini, Joshua Papali'i. You know, there's big news around that Kai Weeks at the moment at the back. I saw that they're picking him to play in the Origin this year, in the Origin wider squad. So,
really, for New South Wales?
For New South Wales.
Okay.
For New South Wales. So it's going to be an interesting it was a great find for them, first and foremost. But
do you know where they found him?
From Manly, right?
Found him in rugby, mate.
Yeah.
His rugby is a Newington boy. He's there same year as Tolokola at Newington in their first 15 year.
Yeah, so he's obviously had a great year last year, off the back of last year, expecting a big performance in game one. Just wanted to note, you've got Ata Mariota and Semi Sasangi, so two key Polynesian power off the bench. They're expecting to have a big season ahead, so it'll be interesting to see the first game of the year coming from Canberra versus the Warriors. Good luck to my Warriors. This could be our year.
Who are you picking there?
Oh, I'm hardcore Warriors.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Just naturally.
I couldn't
Fisher
tell.
Fisher Harris.
I couldn't tell.
Fisher Harris's leadership. Come on. Moving on to game two, game three, actually. The women's game, the Gillaroos versus England. What a great opportunity for our women's, NRL, just to take the game internationally, right? So that game is on in the middle of the day, 1:15. Did you know, Sammy, that this game is actually the first game they've played since 2017?
Against England, against these two teams.
Yep. And it's only the fourth test that they've ever played in match history. So great for the international game, great for females, young women in general, just to see, you know, our stars are on the national stage. Opportunity for us in the future.
I think when I look at that game, I feel like that game's going to turn the most heads over in the US.
Yep.
Just because, yeah, it's expected that there's going to be big collisions in the males game, in the NRL games. But that one, when the US public see how skillful
and
how
tough.
Good and how tough the female
no pads.
Players are, no pads, I just feel like they're just going to go, holy, that's impressive. So with the growing interest in sport, in the female space, especially with rugby union over there with the sevens, I feel like this could be a big opportunity for NRLW players in the US.
Yeah, I think so. And they've picked a great squad, welcoming back their Dalian winning player last year, Olivia Koenig. Last year she didn't get picked at the end of the year, but she's going to be playing this year, which is going to be great. But we've got our Polynesian superstars that we're expecting to have big games. You obviously got Samaima, Tiana, and says Tongatuki.
Yes.
So America's going to see what it's like to see Polynesian women, not just in the NFL, but also in rugby league. So it's going to be great to see. And the last game of the day, 3:30 p.m., is my Sharkies versus the Penny Panthers. That's going to be an awesome game. Obviously, the reigning champs, Penrith Panthers, they have lost a couple of players. Obviously, but they've recruited well. Firstly, Isaiah Papali'i, he's come back from the West Tigers, so he's coming off the bench. It's going to be really interesting to see how Moses Leota performs, not just performs, but also responds without no Fisher Harris. So we're expecting, not just a big performance, but a big uplift of his work rate to carry across the team. Lastly, I think for Penrith, he must be good. He must be good. They've got that young kid, Laurent Pataia.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. So he's coming off the bench as well. He's only 21 years old.
Yeah, another union boy. I've mentioned that a couple of times on here.
Mate, it must be a good pick over there.
It's the biggest academy the NRL has at the moment is rugby union.
Yeah, it is. And just to go back to the Sharks, you know, they're obviously bouncing back off a great year last year. So the big sign is Aiden Fanua Blake. He's, funnily enough, he's actually my neighbour.
Is he?
Yeah, he is. He is huge. He is humongous. So 65 minutes in the middle tomorrow, I'm going to be saying to everyone, that is my neighbour.
He's your neighbour.
He's my neighbour. Yeah, he's my neighbour.
That's right, because you are out in the Shire. That's right.
Oh, no, there's not many brown guys out there, but us dock all sorts, we've got to look out for each other.
Move next door to you. Perfect. Yeah. Is he? If he's got loud music or anything going on, or the kids are going off, are you one of those ones that are going to knock on the door, say, "Hey, guys, can you keep the noise down?"
He's 190 centimeters tall, and he's about 130 kilos. You can't miss him. There's absolutely no way I'm going to be saying anything to that guy. He's huge.
Perfect, perfect. And who's your tip?
I'm going for the Sharks. I think that new combinations in the forward with Oregon Kafusi re-signing as well, and you've obviously got Aiden Fanua Blake. It's hard to, you know, just tackle that for a constant 80 minutes.
So. Hopefully that comes off, because that's who I've chosen as well. And sorry, we didn't. Jularus, do you reckon it's going to be?
Oh, Jularus, easy.
Easy win?
Easy win. Win. Okay. Easy win. So a couple of good winners. Well, a couple of good games to start the year. I think it's going to be a great pick for 2025.
Well, everyone, this is Kevin Angama from the Fiji Butty, and you're listening to Nizan Footy.
Well, since we're talking about Vegas, let's cross over live to Tenido Arona, who's live on the ground. T, how's it going over there, brother?
Man, that sounded a little bit different. You introducing me to my own show. but it's awesome, man. I'm in awe. It's been a crazy experience being able to walk around Las Vegas and see a number of different NRL jerseys. The fans have definitely turned up, and there's also two English teams that have turned up from Super League, so a lot of English fans are about town as well.
Oh, how many fans from NRL are there across the board in comparison to the Super League people?
Great question. I think there's definitely more NRL jerseys walking about, but I do notice there is a small group of English fans or English jerseys that are about walking around town as well.
Big T, the king of the junkets. Here he is, mate. How's the holiday?
Don't ever come on here
and say it's for work again, mate. How's the holiday?
It's a tough gig, mate, I'll tell you what. Just making sure our players are well protected, and you know, we're here doing our job and looking after the playing group. So well, it's been a good trip.
Well, the Canberra Raiders have obviously taken your advice, so you're doing a good job there, mate. But no, I'm joking. Hey, but just in terms of, you know, the atmosphere, you know, we can see from socials that there's plenty of fans over there, rugby league, but what is it like in terms of going through Vegas Strip and seeing NRL everywhere?
Yeah, like I said earlier, it's been probably something that I wouldn't have even envisioned 10 years ago, walking around Las Vegas in USA and then seeing up on the billboards, them promoting our game, Cronulla Sharks versus the Penrith Panthers. That's on the boards everywhere, on the back of trucks. Also the Warriors versus Raiders, and then you're walking through seeing a number of different band groups. Warriors, a lot of people coming over from New Zealand. I think they recognize my brown skin and tattoos, and you get a bit of a nod and yeah, a bit of a hello. So as I was walking through town, through the Vegas Strip, also crossed paths with Dylan Watene-Zelezniak, who's also come over with the Warriors team, and he's just doing a bit of sightseeing. The boys had a day off yesterday. A few of them got out there. There were a few that went on the helicopter through the Grand Canyon. And in terms of the atmosphere, it's just crazy to think that rugby league is being displayed on this side of the world.
And it just going by socials, just look like everybody's just having a holiday over there. League players and yourself, T. You're obviously you mentioned that you're in front of the Cronulla Sharks, so you're on the ground. You know, yep. Who's looking the goods across all the NRL teams?
Well, like I said, I am working hard, so I'm getting about and doing the rounds around the training facilities. And I just got back from an opposed session from the Warriors were playing the Wigan Warriors, so the Super League team Wigan Warriors, and they'd done a opposed session against one another. And I just made my way to Cronulla Sharks, which were training about 20 to 30 minutes away from them. Everyone's steaming, everyone's ready to go. Everyone's looking fit, very fit. I think they've had enjoyed their time when they landed. A lot of the teams, they, you know, enjoyed a couple of days just gaining that that experience in Las Vegas and in USA. But you know, the last few days, they've all been locked in and working towards the big event this coming Saturday, US time. So very exciting times. Also ran into the Jularus. We've seen our good friend Sala Tongatuki. We grabbed a quick photo as she was walking past, and also Yasmin Clydesdale, Sawaima Talfa, who have all been on our show on Nizan Footy, so it's cool to cross paths with our female athletes as well here in Las Vegas.
Have you run into any, I guess, personalities in Vegas as well? Just, you know, people, movie stars, any NFL stars of our Pacifica players? Because I heard there's going to be a fair few watching that game, actually, from all the NFL teams in the grandstands. Something for us there?
Probably not US stars, but I have seen a lot of our legends, rugby league legends. I walked past Petro Sivanisiva this morning. He was here on a junket with the Brisbane Broncos, bringing a trip over. I also seen
That's rich coming from you.
Yeah, and seen about a lot of the past players that have all come over for the trip as well. So I heard a rumor as well that I might be going to the Fisher concert after the game on Saturday. So that'll be a fun one to be a part of.
That's good. That's good. And the way I'm listening to all your the words that you use, a lot of it's I. You did go over there with your wife. Is she anywhere to be seen as well? Or you've just gone, hey, I'm here for work. You find your own way, do your own thing.
I heard she flew economy and you flew business.
Is that right?
No. She came to Cook Islands last year and unfortunately she didn't make the USA trip. So,
She's holding the fort back home, mate. I just wanted to throw that in there just to make sure that she's listening and she knows that she's at home and you're over there, you know, just doing your thing.
Working.
Well, T, we won't hold you up any longer, mate. It's thanks for taking the time out, crossing over live to you in Vegas. Can't wait for the update when you come back at some point. If you come back and you don't get lost on that Saturday night in Sin City.
No, I'll be back. Someone's got to come back and save our show. So make sure it's still standing when I get back there.
We'll be sweet, brother. All right, take care.
All right, take it easy.
It's Nijan Footy with Sam Wykes and Tinida Arona.
Just remember, you can hear every NRL game, including the Las Vegas games, live on ABC Radio Australia. So that's rugby league in a nutshell. What about rugby union? What are we looking at?
Well done, Toops. You've done well here. Mate, get comfortable in that seat. Get comfortable.
Oh, mate.
Because our old mate, when he comes back, I don't know if he's just going to have a walk-up start again. He's got to work his way in. What do you think?
Oh, I think he's smart. See, he's getting me in this seat so he can get on the planes like yourself.
Yes, it's there's a fair bit of news heading into round three of Super Rugby Pacific and, of course, round one of Super W. And that's where we're going to start with Super W. I feel like this year will be a very tight competition with a lot of players have moved on from as into other franchises, and not just because the Melbourne Rebels were kicked out last year, but others have moved on for opportunities elsewhere. And I just feel like the talent in each of those franchises, they look the goods. And I feel it's a sprint of a competition. There's not many rounds. And I just feel like the skill level's improved, the intensity is going to improve, and there's going to be more on the line.
You think Western Force, they've done a lot of recruiting, right? A lot of recruiting. Think that they can, I guess, match up this year?
Oh, it has to be. And that was my next point around the Western Force team when we go through that game. The way they've recruited this year, like, and not just, you know, some people at the back end of their career or some young girl coming through, like some of these girls are at the peak of their game. So they have to be there or thereabouts as one of the favourites in this competition for Super W.
I did have to ask the question, did they have a salary cap? Because they did buy well this year, so.
I don't think so at all. They're still not, like, everyone's getting paid unders in that Super W anyway, but, like, yeah, they definitely didn't have one. And it's a credit to what they're trying to do over at the Force. That's the first full-time female program in Super W. Wow. Yeah, so all of those girls, well, the ones that have been contracted to be full-time, that's why a lot of them went over there.
Yeah.
So that was that opportunity. But we'll look first. We'll have a look first at the rematch, the grand final rematch from last year between the Waratahs and the Drua. That game will be played in Sydney tonight. And for the Waratahs, yeah, big changes to their squad from last year. They have five new players debuting in this game. And I feel like the big loss for them from last year's grand final was Atasi Lafai. Their lock six, you know, she's out for the season with her ACL injury. She leaves a pretty big hole there in terms of her carries, her presence, and she does a lot of work off the ball as well that I feel like where she's grown her game to. But he's saying that as well, it's a great opportunity because we get to see Ariana Talakai back, you know, from her lengthy ACL injury. So she's back to full fitness, ready to go, and she'll come off the bench. And we also see Samoan twin sisters, Leilani and Nicole Nathan. They line up for the very first time together. One plays six and the other one plays in the centres.
Are they the ones from Manly?
Manly, yes. Yeah, they played league as well. I think they also played NRLW for the Knights, maybe. Yeah,
they're
as
good.
Well. Yeah, very good. Very good players. So it's still a strong team for the Waratahs. Yeah, they'll look to start strong this year and kick off where they left off from last year. But the Drua, they are coming here. They're prepared well. There's a lot of changes there. There are only 11 players from last year's grand final team. Are in the squad for the draw this year.
Wow.
Only 11.
Yeah.
So that's, again, they're used to having a high turnover of players, but they've also got new captains as well, Matarungu and Naikore. So they've got some new leadership there as well as new coach Rawaka. So maybe like last year, it could be a slow start, but they'll
eventually
finish
strong. I think the thing with, yes, they've got high turnover, but because they've got a lot of good talent, local talent, they can plug the holes, right? They can plug the holes, and naturally, as the season gets better, unfortunately, that's when they start hitting their straps.
So yeah, you're not wrong.
So all the best to those women in both teams. Who's your pick?
That's going to be... Oh, I think I have to go the Waratahs on this one, but then I reckon the second time they play, I'll back the Drua just because I think that one will be... in Fiji as well.
Hot as. Well, it's supposed to be 30 degrees tonight, so...
Ooh, it could work in their favour. We'll see what happens. But yeah, with the Western Force, we mentioned they are stacked. They are playing the Brumbies on Saturday. And we look at Ash Masters. She's starting at number 8. She moved over from the Melbourne Rebels. And we look at Sarah Nagama. She moved from the Tars and she's starting in the second row. Alana Sikometi moved from the Brumbies and she's starting at loosehead prop. Samoan Cecilia Smith, last year's Reds captain, player of the year. She's starting in the centres for the Western Force. So they are some huge names.
I think when it comes to the acquisitions of good players, it's usually not the talent. It's probably how fast can we get our combinations going. So I don't think they're going to have a problem with talent fielding a good team every week. It's probably like, how fast can we get our combination going?
Absolutely.
So it'll be good to see. Ash Masters, obviously, she's tough as nails. And you know, Sarah, you know, you're not going to get any, two better women in the engine room trying to...
Exactly right.
Tear it down.
They'll set the platform there. And you can't write off the Brumbies as well because they have Samoan, who I thought was Tongan, Faitala Moleka. I only found that when she came out on the show last year. All this time I thought she was Tongan, but she's playing fly half and she'll steer the ship well in that game. And, of course, Sio Kopesi Balu, again, someone that's going to be able to bend the line and get the Brumbies over the advantage line. The Reds have the bye this week, but... They'll still be playing. They'll be playing against Penina Pacifica, who are made up of Tongan and Samoan women, and they'll play every Australian team in their bye week. So they, on the 1st of March, they will be playing against the Reds, and they've got four games, with the last game being against the Waratahs. So they've got a good four-week block to then hopefully we get to see them in Super W next year.
Nice.
That's Super W there, round one. It's going to be a blockbuster weekend for them.
Well, it's happening.
And we'll turn our attention over to round three of Super Rugby Pacific, which is Cultural Round. Do yourselves a favour and go to all the Super Rugby team's social pages because it's an unreal display of all the players' cultural heritage and all the content people, all the media people did a really good job at displaying that through all the socials. The clash between Moana Pacifica and the Highlanders, this is going to be a fantastic game. Not because my cousin Patrick Pellegrini is debuting off the bench. Well done to him.
Oh.
But if you've noticed, they haven't done their... Have you noticed they haven't done their 5-8 before any of the games this year?
Why is that? I've been seeing on the socials, they've been practicing.
They've been practicing because they've been waiting for it to display it in Cultural Round this week.
Yep.
While they wear their traditional, the OG jerseys,
the red, the blue, and the white one.
And the white one.
Oh.
So that was, that's to pay tribute to the very first Pacifica Invitational team, which was back in 2004.
You probably played in that team, right?
Come on, bro. I'm not that old, but I do remember that game. I do remember that game. And guess who was playing for the All Blacks in that game? Tana Umanga.
Their head coach, Tana Umanga. So he played for the All Blacks against the Pacific Island team, which the All Blacks won 41-26. And they also played the Wallabies in that same tour.
Oh, nice.
And then the Wallabies won that one 29-14. But we get to see Moana Pacifica unveil their new whāwai and wear the old school jerseys at North Harbour Stadium. So that's going to be a big game, a really big game for them. Can't wait.
Man, it's going to be good. Love those types of games and good occasion as well.
Exactly. And we also seen Samoan Hunter Paisami for the Queensland Reds. He copped a 3-week suspension for making contact with the head while making a tackle on Moana Pacifica player Lalo Milo. And we also saw Len Ikitau.
Mm.
He's off to Exeter Chiefs. Straight after the Lions series, I think, or rugby championships. I'm hearing that it's a 7-month deal, but with a clause in there, he could be staying on there longer, depending how it plays out for him over at Exeter.
Well, it's going to be interesting for Australia. We need those guys to come back, obviously. Pataia's gone as well to the NFL. Ikitau, he's going. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see for the Wallabies. No head coach, and your midfield's gone overseas.
Well, on that head coach, my source that I kept anonymous has come out, Greg Clark, the great man, the greatest commentator of all time in Super Rugby. He said that Les Kiss will be the new head coach.
When's that announced? That's huge news.
Well, it's announced here on Nation Footy Friday.
Oh, exclusive.
Exclusive.
Mate, should we check that first?
that's sources, you know. So
that's
it
cool.
Still needs to be confirmed, but ear to the ground, that could be the truth.
Wow.
So watch
that's
this
huge.
Space. Watch this space. And we also seen that Fijiana Sevens women's coach has been announced, Richard Walker. He's worked a lot in Sevens with USA and Japan and Auckland, which is great news because the Fijian women team had a really, really good performance in Vancouver, finishing second, going down to New Zealand. But that was a great improvement for them. And we also saw the men finish fourth in that Vancouver Sevens. So plenty of happening. And finally, when you think about age, it's just a number, especially when it comes to a guy named Ma'anonu, Samoan All Black.
Oh.
Medical joker at the age of 42 has signed in France with his old club, Toulon.
Man, that's huge news. Not just because of your age, but also because of the team he's playing for. You're not just playing for like Div 3.
No.
You're playing for one of the best teams in the world.
One of the biggest teams in the world at Toulon in France. So the old bull is like a fine wine. He keeps getting better with age. So we wish him all the best. And all you young boys out there, if you think you're old playing right now, look to Martin on inspiration. But that's rugby for now until we get to our man, King Kefu. He's going to give us the rundown on everything else. So
lots of news in rugby union, but that's enough rugby union for now. Let's get to our new segment.
The Nation Footy All-Stars!
Yeah, this is our new segment, Nation Footy All-Stars, where myself and T, but he's not here, so Toops will take over for today for League. We will pick from League, I'll pick from Union, and we'll add them to our squad. We're going to choose a squad, and at the end of the year, we're going to choose our All-Star starting lineup. Team of the year by the end of 2025, which is going to be tough because there are so many superstars in our games at the moment. But that's why we couldn't just choose them straight off the bat. Have to have a good look at them throughout the season. If they stay consistent, still performing, which I'm sure they will be. And I'm going to go first with Rugby Union and I'm going to go with Moana Pacifica boys.
Okay, who we got?
First, I'm going to go my two. So each week I'm choosing a back and a forward.
Okay.
I think we choose a back and a forward. Miracle Failangi, the back row for Moana Pacifica. His journey from village football in Samoa to Super Rugby is the first, and just seeing his progression, as in like probably like he was, I don't even know if he'd seen a weight before, but he looked thick.
Yeah.
He looked like he's been doing weights forever, but man, he's looking good in the back row. I just feel like work off the ball, his ability to reload on the short side and get in position, I feel like he's understanding the game well and he's looking for work. He's getting his hands on the ball early. I just love the combination that he is having with Savea.
Yeah, he give me, his ceiling is probably like a Vaiafafita.
I agree.
Very rangy.
I agree.
He's quite thin now. He's obviously put on some muscle.
He's bulked up this year for sure.
Mate, he's looking so good in the lineouts as well.
Yeah. So here's my pick in the back row. And then, oh, man, I was going to go Narawa from the Chiefs, but I thought now I'll go back to Moana Pacific, Kairan Tamoifalau. He's a superstar. 4 tries in 2 games. Again, speaking of someone who's not overly big in a way of like he hasn't got muscles falling off him or anything like that. He's tall, rangy. He's so strong in contact. He's a try-scoring machine, and he is my back.
And he's good-looking too.
He is a poster boy
in the making.
He's a good-looking rooster. But they're my two that will go into my squad.
Just with those two boys, I'm pretty sure they both have played international as well.
Yeah, they have. Great.
How much do you know about the international career?
So Miracle, he made his debut. He went to the World Cup for Samoa. He didn't get too much game time, but he was there in and amongst the squad. And I think he's grown from that experience. And that's why I feel like his Super Rugby performance has improved immensely. And Kairan Tamoifalau, he's played Tongan Sevens. I think that's where King Kefu picked him up from. And he's been on the wing for Tongan, and he went to the World Cup as well. Still very young. So both of them have had international footy.
Man, that's so good. International footy at an early age. The sky's the limit for the international career. Good one. Good picks.
Yeah, thanks, mate. So we'll see how they go throughout the year. But rugby league, who have you got for me?
Rugby league, I've got two players that have played in the preseason. They haven't played NRL yet, but big futures
keyword
coming
yet.
Up. So I'm expecting them to both play early rounds and probably be franchise players in the future. I'm going to go number one at the Dolphins. You got John Finianofo. So John Boy, he is a hooker, only 19 years old, made Aussie schoolboys 2 years ago, from New Zealand, full Tongan, come to Australia for a better opportunity. First year out of high school, last year he only played Q Cup, and this year they've upgraded him into the NRL squad, most likely because of Jeremy Marshall. He's injured, so he's probably going to get a good look straight away.
Oh, so did you say hooker?
Hooker.
Well, Tonga needs a hooker too.
Yeah, yeah. And he's strong.
To help with Havili?
Yeah. Well, he's like that Havili build, but probably more so Brandon Smith. So
okay.
If you're a fantasy, NRL fantasy person, I think you should go after a player.
Nice. Like. I love it. I love it. Young up-and-comers. I love that.
Yeah, fun fact though, his brother is actually the winger for the Hurricanes, Fihi.
Is that his younger brother?
Yeah, yeah. Six of them. So you're probably going to see all of them play everywhere, not knowing that family.
Another Hopoate family. Here we go.
Literally. Yeah, literally. So, look out for John Finianofo. And the other one is he's at the Sea Eagles, already played international footy, hasn't played NRL yet, Caleb Navale. He is the future 13 of that club that they're saying for Turbo.
Really?
Yep. So big, strong, powerful, fast Sea Eagles.
As in heritage?
Fijian. Super fit, super strong, and like you know, typical Fijian. They're just so athletic. But when you combine those two together, you get a guy like Caleb. So I wouldn't be surprised that he's going to end up taking over Turbo eventually, Jake, eventually, and you know he's going to be somebody.
That's their big shoes to fill. But if someone can do it, it's definitely a Fijian.
Yeah. So watch out for those two guys, Caleb Davale, John Finianofo. Good luck to them too.
Perfect. Well. Let's get over to King Kefu for all things rugby union.
The rugby union preview.
Kefu! Totai Kefu!
With Totai Kefu.
Yes, each week we're joined by a giant of Australian and Pacifica rugby. He represented the Wallabies 60 times and coached the Ikaletahi for 7 years. He's back in Japan collecting some yen and he's the king everywhere he goes. That's him, King Kefu. Welcome, mate. It was great to chat to you last week. How are you?
Yeah, good to be back on the show, Wikesy. And I never get bored of that introduction.
I don't get anything like that, so mate, I wouldn't get bored of it either. But let's just, before we kick into culture round and a bit of a review from last week, Kintetu, how did they go? Have you got any standout players for us? And who have you got tomorrow?
Well, we've got Shimizu Blue Sharks tomorrow, who some of you might know some of the players.
My old club.
Yep. It's so we come up against. So I think Siale is injured, but Lim is playing. And we've actually got a little bit of a target on him. We know how influential he is for them. But
mate, you must know he doesn't tackle much. Coming from the brother, that's right. He's here with us, Tupo Sopoanga, your brother. Give him some tips on how to take out his knees.
Mate, do you want a couple of, I guess, stories from back in the days? You just throw a couple of lines. You get him rattled.
Get him in the head.
Have you got a good sledge I can throw at him?
Oh, you know, there's a couple of ex-girlfriends here and there. Hey, we won't go that deep.
Do anything to win, though.
Yeah, but, you know, he'll probably play good because it's contract year. So, you know, usually he strings along a couple of good games. So,
well, we've reviewed him pretty well the last couple of weeks. And he does pull the strings and everything runs through him. So we've said to our players, you know, if we can shut him down, we can shut Shimizu down. So
mate, you probably have to review one game in every, you know, every 4 weeks knowing his injury. So, mate.
It's not accidental. This year, which is the renegotiation year, he's playing out of his skin.
strategic. You're not wrong. He's one of the star players. But for your team, Kefu, who's really stood out for you? Any of our Polynesian players that we don't know about?
Mate, we got a lot of Polynesian players. One in particular is our captain, actually. You might know him, Patrick Tuffer.
Yes, I do know Pat. Yeah. Is he still in the centres? He plays in the centres?
No, he's playing number 8. He was in the Waratahs set up for a while, but he's a Brisbane boy. Mate, he is unbelievable. He's so powerful, so dynamic. And it's no coincidence that since he's come back from injury, we've started winning. But he's been awesome. He's certainly a player that could definitely slip back into any Super Rugby program.
So he's not the one, Pat, like he's been captain there for a while? Is that the same Pat?
No, so actually, I think this is his first year captain. He was in the Reds set up for a while, then he went to Waratahs, and then he's been over here now for about 3 or 4 years.
Okay. I got mixed up with the other Pat. There was one that went to uni there. He started off in the centres, and as he got older, he ended up in the back row.
So it's probably his cousin.
Probably was. Oh, that's good. And then so for him, looking at, like, he's your skipper, how's his Japanese? Does he go all right in that area as well?
So he's a Category A now, so he's not he's got a huge future. He's up for negotiation this year. That's probably why he's playing so well as well.
There's another one. There's a few smart people running around over there. Contract years, how good's that?
Yeah, exactly.
May also as well, it's Shimizu, scrum coach over there is Sekope Kepu at the Blue Sharks. Yeah, so you'll catch up with him when you there.
I didn't know that.
There we go. So plenty happening. But let's get over to Super Rugby. The Reds last week, what did you make of their performance?
Geez, I thought, you know, they got off to a really good start. But Moana, that first half, they were just camped down in their half. And the Reds had a couple of yellow cards. Hunter Paisami probably should have got another yellow card there. If you ask Tana, probably he said it was a red card, but he's lucky to get off that. But yeah, they just couldn't convert that pressure into points, I thought, Moana. There was a big lead there from the Reds, and Moana came back to within 6 in the second half. But I think that first half where they were just camped down into their own half, and just couldn't come away with any points. I think Reds deserve to win. Moana have been playing really well. You know, they haven't. They just lost their first game. They play their first game at home this week, so hopefully it's going to be against the Highlanders. But I think you'll see a really improved performance from them.
Yeah, definitely an improved performance for them, especially being home, right? I just had a question around Ardie Savia. You're obviously a head coach. He played 7 in the weekend. He also plays 8. What's his best position for Moana specifically? Not thinking about the All Blacks, but just for this specific team.
Yeah, look, I think Ardie, he's got a leadership role there. Obviously, he's a captain. I think he's earlier in his career, his best position was 7. At the moment, the way he plays, I think he's probably suited to number 8. He's more robust ball carrier, quite physical in the contact area, both sides of the ball, attack and defence. I think that's his best position, is number eight. But, yeah, it depends where – it depends on the profile of the back row and where he fits. But he certainly – he's one of the players first picked, off, obviously.
Yeah, he's, well, he's back at number eight this week, or he's announced at number eight. And I think you're right there. You know, when you're at seven, a lot of times you're going to those first breakdowns, you know, from the scrum, from line out, and then you're just pulling back out there. You're not really seeing the ball as much. But, yeah, for him, I feel like him bending the line is where we need to be seeing him, getting him on the front foot. How do you see this this play out against the Highlanders this week in Auckland? Against for Moana wearing the old school OG Pacifica jerseys as well in Culture Round.
Yeah, look, really looking forward to that. Look, Highlanders are a bloody good team, and they won well last week. You know, they're probably unlucky against the Waratahs first round. I think, you know, with Jamie Joseph taking over, he's just added a real hard edge physicality to that Highlanders team. Look, I think it'll be a tough game for Moana, but I think back at home and two close losses, you know, I think they can get the job done.
I just got this dark feeling when you said Jamie Joseph's name. That like, ooh. Just flashbacks of getting dropped and sprayed from him. But he does bring that hardened edge, and you can see it, especially from Tava Tava Nawa in the centres. He is killing it in the centres.
What a move too.
Yeah, they're mentioning his name
as being a
fullback, which he totally deserves. He was outstanding, ball carries. He's jackals, and his position, once he gets over that ball, you can't bloody move him. He's a rock. But he's been sensational. You know, that young fullback, that Finn Hurley, he looks pretty sharp as well. And Kyron Taumalolo, you know, what, four tries in two games?
Yep.
You know, and we've already put an asterisk next to him. His name is being a real standout this year.
Absolutely. We'll see that one for sure. He's been killing it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, well, Kyron, you gave him his debut, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. We actually took a gamble on him for the World Cup a couple of years ago. He was just a young, scrawny kid. I think he played one of the
Sevens programs.
Yeah, Sevens programs. And mate, I just love the way he moved and the way he ran with the ball. Real silky, smooth kind of mover. You know, we didn't have much speed at that time, so we thought we'd give him a crack. And at the World Cup, he was outstanding. Leading up to the World Cup, he was outstanding. So it's great to see him move on and grow and improve. Look, I think in the future, he'll be a very influential player.
Oh, mate, Kev, he knows how to pick him. That's for sure. Yeah, the man's got an eye for talent.
You can pick him in the sand. The smaller.
Well, let's go over to the Waratahs game against the Fijian draw. Again, heartbreak for the draw. Another close loss. But a couple of big names out for both teams. Joseph Swali'i. I'm hearing there could be a bit of his injury with him not finishing the game against the Highlanders. Came off, didn't train throughout the week. In the bye week as well, so hopefully his injury is not too bad. But you know, for him to miss this big game, there must be something serious about it. But how do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, I think was it a toe injury or foot injury?
Yeah, injury. Yeah, apparently it's his toe.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, hopefully he comes back soon. But geez, that game last week against the Hurricanes, did you guys watch that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. They've had it 75th minute. Just catch the kickoff.
Oh, just, yeah, look, I've been watching the draw the last couple of weeks, and there's some massive shifts. You know, Jacko's doing a bloody good job. I think their work around the ruck is really clinical and clean, a lot more disciplined, still making some silly, crazy mistakes at times. You know, there was one penalty, didn't go out, but, you know, they're a bloody good team to watch. Did you see that try just after half time by Nasila Silla?
It was like that old school training drill. You know that old school training drill? Pop left, pop right. Wow,
yeah,
weird.
Yeah. It was about between four or five players, five, six offloads. Oh, that's Drua rugby. That's what we've come to see from them. And if they can do more of that, that's what people would love to see. But, you know, as you said, probably a game they could have won, should have won. They're playing some unbelievable football. Their set piece is a lot more reliable, I think, especially the line-out. Jacko's made some changes, which, you know, I probably don't agree with. He's changed the halves again. I thought the halves went really well. Derelungi, outstanding. Murray, how good's he?
Yeah, the back row of Murray, yep.
Jeez, did he play last year?
Yeah, he did. I think he might have been injured in a couple of games. Yeah. But
he didn't play all the games, but people think he's new. So.
Yeah, he was outstanding. Look, I think the Waratahs and Drua, look, it can go either way. I'm actually going to back the Drua. I really think after two close games, they're going to be really hungry to lock this game down, and they need to win one. Waratahs had a bye last week, but they're looking good. It's two games today, boys. It's going to be outstanding. The Moana game and then the Drua game. It's going to be, it's a good weekend of footy.
Yeah, crack around to kick off culture round. That's for sure. In Super Rugby Pacific, and just finally on the Waratahs, Rob Leota. Like, how much of an impact has he had since coming in terms of that forward pack and getting them over the ad line and helping guys like Angus Bell out.
Yeah, that I think the back row matchup too is going to be good, eh? With Lungi Gleeson.
Lungi Gleeson as well,
up against that back row. I think they've changed. I think Derelungi goes back to number 8. I think they got Solowa coming off the bench for Murray, actually, same as last week. But I'm surprised at the halves that they changed. I thought Lomani and the regular partnership, I thought they were strong.
Yeah, Fred Lomani's out injured. He's an ankle injury. But you're right. I thought like maybe Caleb Munts and Isaiah, I don't know. That's a selection headache for Jacko. Yeah. But he's obviously gone with a bit more experience with Munts, probably controlling the game against the Waratahs. So we'll see how that one plays out. So hopefully the Drua get up in this one. And culture round. You know, we talked about this being significant. Everyone's culture on display. For Moana Pacifica, Tana Umanga was the head. Was playing for the All Blacks when they played at North Harbour Stadium when the first Invitational team happened. Did you play against that Pacifica Invitational team with the Wallabies?
No, I was. I didn't. I don't think I did.
Is that one of those ones where you just go, "Nah, I'm not playing this game. Just put me on ice. I'm Billy, not silly in this one with a target on your head."
No, I think I was a bit too young for it. I think.
2004.
Oh, was it 2004? Yeah, I don't know. I might have been injured. No, I was gone. I was overseas by then.
Collecting checks. Fair enough.
In the yen.
Yeah, but what's it like? You know, when you see culture rounds and a dedication to, especially a lot of Pacifica players, as an old bull, what's it like looking back and looking at these type of rounds and going, wow, that's impressive. We've come a long way.
Yeah, no, I love it. And it's really important to celebrate these things, especially for the Polynesian players that have gone past. And you can see through all the teams, there's a heavy presence of Fijians, Tongans, Samoans, Cook Islanders. And it's great to celebrate that because, this game has given, it's given me a lot over the years. So to be able to celebrate that and for other players to do that is a wonderful experience.
You're not wrong, mates. And we'll finish on that note, Kefu.
Yeah, just remember the women start too tonight. So it'll be a much even competition this year from what I've heard. And there's been a fair player movement around as well. So I'm looking forward to that. I think Waratahs are still probably the favourites, but I don't think you see the big scores as you did last year. I think it'll be a much even competition.
Yeah, you're not wrong. We mentioned that earlier as well around that it's going to be a tight one. It's a sprint, and with the player movement, there's some superstars spread out across all the teams. So it'll be a tight finish in that one, that's for sure.
And I think have they got their World Cup on this year?
World Cup year as well. So there's sevens players coming back as well to play in these competitions. So fair bit happening. Man, there's a lot of footy. Can't wait to cover it all here on Nijan Footy. Kefu, we'll catch you next Friday, brother. Appreciate it.
Pleasure, boys.
King Kef.
See you, boys.
But before you go, when you see my brother next week, tell him to send some yen home to mum and dad.
Hey, keep that in there.
I will.
All right, brother. Take care.
Sweet. Right, later.
Bye.
Let's get ready to...
Knockout tipping time.
Yes, our knockout tipping continues on Nijan Footy Friday and our tipping round for 2025. But Toops, Tinerau didn't trust you. Kaz didn't trust you.
Mate.
Why?
I mean, there's so much I do for that guy and his family. Come on, T.
Mate, every time he leaves now, especially, he goes, nah, I'm going to do my questions for our games. I don't trust that person. I'm going to do my tips because I don't. He's got control issues, doesn't he?
Well, it's good to see that he does some work before he leaves. but I do understand. I have been a bit emotional with my picks over the last couple of times. So, yeah. Good on you, T. Trusting your own instincts.
Oh, well, I'm. You know what? I shouldn't actually talk down at him about wanting to choose his own tips because he won it last year. He won it last year, and he's already in front this year. But hey, the loser at the end of the year will have to buy a jersey of choice.
What's your jersey of choice if you were to win?
I want that old school Moana jersey.
Oh man, signed.
Signed from Adi Savea.
And Tana.
and
Selala, because he's on the
Oh, Mapasua.
Yeah.
Shout out, happy birthday yesterday, Selala Mapasua. And I want it framed. Ooh, is that nice?
We're going.
We're going for it. Yeah. What do you think? Is that too much?
No, I think that's play on, man. Play on. But you got to win first. You didn't win last year.
Yeah, so
come
I'm
on.
Ready. Actually, hang on. It was bugging me as well. I remember when King Kefu said Patrick Tuffer?
Yeah.
I was gutted at myself because I actually remember Patrick Tuffer playing at the Tars. But I was actually thinking of Patrick Stellan Greville. So close name, but he's a Tongan. He was their captain for Kintetsu.
Okay, so Kevu's probably gone back and asked around, and highly likely they're going to be like, who are you talking about?
Exactly. So, oh, man, I got it at myself.
You got it.
Okay, but yeah, anyway, we're good now. I've got that off my chest. But I, so before T left, he actually did his pick. So for Vegas, he has picked the Warriors.
Yep.
To get over the Raiders, and we've gone head to head for tonight's game with the Drua and the Waratahs. I went the Drua, he's gone the Tars. So,
is that because this is a bit emotional pick, or is there actually some sort of mechanics behind that?
Yes, there's a little bit of emotion because I travel there so much, man. I rather love than wins.
Are you trying to get back on the plate again?
I'm already there. Yeah, I'm already there on the
first
plate.
First class this time. First class.
Next week, I'm back in Fiji for the Drua game. But I just feel like, this game for the Drua, it's their best side. I know they've got a couple of injuries, but I just feel like this is their game that's going to make or break this season.
Yeah.
And there's a good grudge, good rivalry between the two. So that's why I went the Drua.
Yeah, fair enough. What's their win and away record at the moment?
Why did you have to bring that up? Why?
Like, that's how I know it's an emotional pick.
All right, they haven't done the best on the road. I think that their last win was against Moana Pacifica back in 2023, round one.
That's a while.
But, you know, they're primed for it. So, you know,
after two back-to-back losses, I'm sure, you know, when you just lose a couple of times, you're so close, you're nearly there.
That's what I want to hear. And I went, and then I went the Sharkies over Penrith just because I felt like Panthers don't care about round one.
No, they're caring about championships.
Yeah, championships. Yeah, they'd rather lose the first four. And then win the big dance.
Yeah, and you know, Sharks being Sharks, you know, they've got their shiny little toy, big toy actually.
Big toy, your neighbour.
My neighbour, so, Nor Blake.
Perfect. Hey, Toops, love your work. I'm sure we're going to have you back on at some point when T goes on his holidays. But that's our time up for Nijan Footy Friday for today. Thanks for everything. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can listen back to our Monday and Friday shows. Just search for Nijan Footy wherever you get your podcasts.
This show was produced on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.